The National Urban League says that a lack of economic and educational opportunities still hinders the pursuit of a better life for many blacks in the United States. The African American Advocacy Group examines the lives of black Americans in its annual report, The State of Black America. Mark Morial is the league's president and CEO.
And in the 5 years that we've done the Equality Index, the gap between this nation's black Americans and white Americans has remained virtually unchanged.
That index is an aggregate measure of the relative status between blacks and whites in America based upon five sub-indexes: economics, education, health, social justice, and participation in civic activities or organizations. This report focuses in large part on the plight of black women. It says that many were hit hard by the nation's subprime mortgage crisis, with half of black female homebuyers in 2006 saddled with a high-interest subprime mortgage. The report also says that unemployment among black males is consistently higher than among any other group, and usually twice that of whites. One key factor, black men in jail. The incarceration rate for black males in 2005 was more than six times that for whites. Nearly 40% of all prison inmates that year were black. Hazel Trice Edney is editor-in-chief of the National Newspaper Publishers Association. She says the issue needs to be addressed in this year's U.S. presidential race.
We need our candidates, black or white, Republican or Democrat, to talk about the millions of people who are locked up across the country, disparately black, in America's jails and prisons. They don't talk about that.
Mark Morial says a major contributing factor in the economic gap between black and white Americans is the lack of a college degree among blacks. The Urban League report says college enrollment among recent black high school graduates dropped 15% in 2007, with black students less likely to enroll compared to whites. The report makes several recommendations to Congress to improve the lives of black Americans, including the creation of education programs and savings accounts for potential homeowners. Robert Raffel, VOA News.